"Someone must live in that little hut," said Pinocchio. "Let us see for ourselves." They went and knocked at the door.
"Who is it?"
said a little voice from within.
"A poor father and a poorer son, without food and with no roof to cover them," answered the Marionette.
"Turn the key and the door will open,"
said the same little voice. Pinocchio turned the key and the door opened. As soon as they went in, they looked here and there and everywhere, but saw no one.
"Oh, oh, where is the owner of the hut?"
cried Pinocchio, very much surprised.
"Here I am, up here."
Father and son looked up to the ceiling, and there on a beam sat the talking cricket.
"Oh, my dear cricket," said Pinocchio, bowing politely.
"Oh, now you call me your dear cricket. But do you remember when you threw your hammer at me to kill me?"
"You are right, dear cricket. Throw a hammer at me now. I deserve it. But spare my poor old father."
"I am going to spare both the father and the son. I have only wanted to remind you of the trick you long ago played upon me, to teach you that in this world of ours we must be kind and courteous to others, if we want to find kindness and courtesy in our own days of trouble."